Hello， 大家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听由开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hello, everyone. This is the knower of knowledge, Adam.
好，那我们今天的节目呢，要教一个你已经 know, you already know this word. 这个词就是
You know it, but do you know it?
这个词就是
Know.
知道，懂得 know, K-N-O-W. 那对于这个词呢，我其实还是有挺多问题的哈。首先第一个问题就是，为什么它的发音是 know, 但前面有一个 K 呢 ,Adam?
Know?
对，这也是很多英语初学者问过我们的问题。
Yeah, so before, you might have thought that I was saying no, K-N-O-W. I was actually saying no, Jenny, as in no. I don't want to say the word no.
N-O, 是吧？所以这个懂得知道的 no 和那个不是不要的 no, 发音是一样的啊，但拼法很不一样。那至于说为什么有一些英语词除了这个 no, 然后还有刀 knife, 对吧，前面都有一个 k, 后面有一个 n, 但现在我们就不发那个 k 的音呢，这个就是语言的演变。那总之现在它的拼法虽然前面还是有 K, 但我们读的时候呢千万就不要发这个 K 的音。However, this is not the main reason we want to focus on this word today. 我们今天主要想跟大家说 No 的这个原因呢，就是我们注意到在日常生活当中啊，会常出现一些使用这个词的错误。比如说当它作为名词的时候 knowledge, 我们常常会听到的一个错误就是
knowledges、
就说啊，谢谢你教我很多英语的知识。
Right, right. Thanks for all the English knowledges you teach us.
对，那我们今天首先要看的关于 know 的第一部分呢，就是它的名词版 knowledge,知识，首先要记住它是不可数的，后面不能加 s。
That's right. And while we're at it, let's quickly add information, vocabulary, a few other words to that list too.
对对对，那两个词也是不可数的。那么问题来了，如果我们要说，哎，我学到了很多知识，或者赞扬一个人，哦，他好有知识哦，有很多知识，我们要怎么讲呢？
Well, it's like a lot of other uncountable nouns. You can just add the word lot, a lot of knowledge.
Okay, 所以不可数名词，当你要说啊，有很多很多一个不可数名词的时候，前面不能用 many, 对吧？这是很重要的。
That's right.
你前面可以用什么呢？就是 a lot of knowledge.
A lot of knowledge, that's right. She has a lot of knowledge, that one.
那可以说 lots of knowledge 吗？
Oh, yeah, absolutely. A lot of and lots of, those two phrases are exactly the same. So don't worry about that. There's some new knowledge for you.
是是，那更口语一点也可以说 tons of knowledge, 对吧？ Ton, T-O-N, 吨，但是英语里面也用来形容数量。
Right, a lot of.
好，那所以如果你要说，哎，我学习到了很多知识，可以怎么说？
I learned a lot of knowledge, I gained a lot of knowledge, I got a lot of knowledge.
OK, 所以学习到很多知识这个搭配啊，学习可以用 learn 或者 gain, 对吧，获得，还有就特别口语的那个 got, 我 got 了很多 knowledge.
That's right, that's right. One thing we don't really say is I know a lot of knowledge, or he knows a lot of knowledge. It's kind of redundant.
对，就重复没必要哈。To know a lot of knowledge, 听了都觉得啊、that's too much.
Right, right. But you could say he's got a lot of knowledge about this subject or she's got a lot of knowledge in this area.
所以他后面搭配的介词用 about 和 in 都可以，对吧？
About is probably more common because it's knowledge about something, you know about something. But in we often use when it is a very specific kind of knowledge, especially for work.
对，就是一个特殊的具体的领域，比如 she has a lot of knowledge in accounting. She has a lot of knowledge in design.
Right, absolutely, absolutely.
Okay, got it. 那相反的，如果你没有 a lot of knowledge, you're still learning, 或者是一个菜鸟，是一个 beginner, 可以怎么说呢？啊，我对这个领域一点都不知道。
Well, you'd probably say, I don't know anything, but if you really wanted to stick with knowledge, you could just say, I don't have any knowledge.
Oh, I don't have any. 否定里面我们要用 any. Don't have any money. I don't have any friends. Or I don't have any knowledge. 天啊，这个人也太惨了。
Right, right.
对，或者可以就很口语的说 oh, I have...No knowledge, or I have zero knowledge in this field or about this thing.
Absolutely. I have zero knowledge about that.
好，那接下来其实 knowledge 我们还可以把它变成形容词。
Yes, you sure can. And this one follows a very common pattern of putting A-B-L-E on the end. Knowledgeable.
对，这也是常常出现的一个形容词后缀啊。那这里 knowledgeable, 不是 knowledgeable 啊，是 knowledgeable 发音。
That's right, you are very knowledgeable about English pronunciation, Jenny.
不，因为看起来有点像 knowledgeable 嘛。
It is a very long word, yes.
So you can simply say someone is very knowledgeable. 或者你如果要更具体说他对什么东西很 knowledgeable 的话，就是 someone is very knowledgeable about something.
That's right, that's right. Now, if you're thinking, Jenny, Adam, can I also say unknowledgeable? You probably could. You could probably say not knowledgeable. But in our daily lives, we usually use a different word.
是什么呢
?Ignorant.
啊，所以 knowledgeable 的反义词是 ignorant, 很无知啊。
Exactly. Now, even though it's a very common word, this word is not super polite. So I would suggest you don't use it to describe other people, but you can use it to describe yourself.
对，因为它很 harsh, 是吧？因为真的非常非常硬啊。好，那看完了这个知识作为名词和形容词的使用之后呢，现在我们来看看它的动词版，就是 to know.
Right, so you guys know the meaning of know. We all know that you know the meaning of know. One problem is in translation. There are a few situations where you would use 知道 in Chinese, where it doesn't really fit so well in English.
对，因为其实 to know 这个动词它既有知道的意思，也有懂得、掌握和领悟的意思。所以这个词用错的时候，就是基本上把知道和懂得、了解、掌握 confuse 了，对不对？
Right, so in English we could probably say there's a difference between knowing and understanding. And now, I don't know where that difference is. I'm not here today to say...I have knowledge of the difference between know and understanding, but there is one.
好，我们来举一个具体的例子啊，比如你的英语老师教了你一个新的词，然后呢，他问你，哎，你懂这个词要怎么用了吗？然后你回答。
Well, that depends. Did you already know that word before, and your teacher thinks that he or she taught you a new word? In that case, you would say, hey, teacher, I already knowThis word, I know it. But if it's a new word and you have grasped it, you understand it, then you can say, ah, got it.
所以这个区别就是当你用 I know 的时候是你已经掌握的知识不是你刚刚学到新学到的知识。
That's right.
Yeah, so it's existing knowledge. It's already in your brain. It's already in your system.
That's right. It's floating around in there.
But 如果你刚学到了比如一个新的词或者任何一门什么新的 skill, 技能之类的然后教你的人说哎现在懂了吗懂怎么用了吗你又要说 I got it, 意思就是啊你刚刚教我的这个东西我懂了我学会了。
Right, I understand.
So it's, usually talking about new knowledge, not your existing knowledge.
Right, exactly. Or like a command where somebody says, for example, the boss tells you to do something. I would never respond, I know. I would always just say,
yeah.
Got it.
对，我觉得你刚刚这个例子特别好，就是别人嘱咐你或者有的时候命令你做一件事儿，比如老板说啊 ，Can you finish this report by Friday？ 你说啊，我知道了 ，But in English you will never say I know， 因为这个听起来很不耐烦，就是我已经知道了，你干嘛还在烦我
？Right? Why are you telling me? So native speakers will use I know in situations like that, but that's very true. It is expressing this sense of, why are you telling me this? I already know it. Basically, it just sounds very impatient.
对对对，就是态度特别不好，就很不耐烦。Oh, I know,知道了，不要烦，不要啰嗦，就那种啊。所以当别人嘱咐你、吩咐你或者命令你做一件事的时候，不管是老板还是朋友或者你的老婆，你态度好一点的说，哦，我知道了。比如太太跟你说，啊，你出去的时候别忘了锁门啊。你说我知道了。这个时候在英语里应该说
Okay, honey, got it.
Got it, 知道了。千万不要跟他说
I know. I know.
好，但是有的时候我儿子会跟我说 I know， 因为我妈妈嘛，有的时候真的忍不住会比较 nagging， 比较啰嗦唠叨、
right.
然后、oh, I know 你已经跟我让我多穿衣服讲了十遍了 I know
I know mom yeah yeah exactly yeah kids would use this all the time。
嗯，诶，那 Adam 我还要问你啊，因为这个 got it or I got it， 其实这两年我们有的时候说中文的时候也会蹦出来，但是很多朋友会说哦，我 get it.
Right.
就是到底应该是 get it 还是 got it?
Should be got. Yeah, got because you are expressing you have already received it.
对，因为你已经知道，已经掌握了，所以这个时候我们要用过去式 got it.
Right, exactly. Now, I think the reason why people use get here is because, let's think back to that teacher example. Do you understand this new word? When you're asking somebody the question, that's when you might say get. Do you get it?
你懂吗？你明白吗？ Do you get it?
Do you get it?
But the answer, yeah, 如果你懂的话 the answer should always be got it or
right.
I got it.
That's right.
好，那我们今天节目的最后呢，其实我们听众也非常喜欢学一些英语的俚语和俗语啊。So why don't we end today's show with a few our favorite top five phrases containing the word no, 就是含有 no 这个词的一些英语小短语。
Okay, that sounds like a great idea. How about this phrase, to know your stuff or to know one's stuff?
I hope so. 比如说大家很喜欢听 Adam 的节目就是因为 he knows his stuff. 他不会教你错的英文对吧
He knows his stuff about Star Trek and peanut butter pasta. Other than that, not very knowledgeable. Now, really important here, guys, we don't say things. You don't want to say things here. It's always know your stuff. And then like...Earlier, we can add a preposition. You know your stuff about something.
Something. 诶，那这个是形容一个人，比如他是特别聪明，还是说他在某一个领域里面特别有知识，还是都可以？
Well, if you just said somebody knows his stuff, then it probably means he or she is very knowledgeable in many areas. But if you were more specific and said she knows her stuff about...muffins, about baking muffins, then you would think, wow, she has a lot of knowledge about muffins.
好，那下面这个短语in the know, 和刚刚的 know one's stuff, 有点像吗？还是完全不一样？
This one is a little bit different, because this one isn't really about a skill. This one is more about access to information.
Okay, so once again, 这个短语是In the know, in 就是在里边 the T-H-E, in the know. 你可能乍一听会觉得很奇怪，为什么这个 know 前面会加的呢？不要去深究。总之，它的意思就是这个人很了解情况，对吧？这某一个事情的具体情况，比如你同事圈里总归有一个人很知道公司的八卦呀，同事的八卦。So you can say, oh, he's in the know.
Right, about gossip in the office, something like that. Now, of course, because this is access to information, often that information, it's not really secret, but it might be very specialized. So He could be in the know about investment opportunities that other people are not aware of. They don't know about them.
Oh, 然后我觉得他还有一个常用的就是这个人You know, 他很懂,比如他很会吃,然后你每次问他,哎,你推荐什么饭店? Like, he's in the know, she's in the know, yes. they're in the know. They can always recommend new restaurants, like good restaurants.
Yes, yes, that is a really good point.
好,那如果你对一项知识学的是滚瓜烂熟啊,真的掌握得非常好,那你可以用接下来的这个短语。
Okay, know by heart.
这个挺容易理解的啊。If you know something by heart, 那就是它已经完全进到你心里了，就基本上成为你的本能，对吧？你就是根本不用想，马上就能反应过来。
Yeah, so this one is usually used for song lyrics, poetry, a speech of some kind.
哦，所以是要 memorize, 是要背的东西，是吧？
It's like memorize. Memorize is the action of learning something by heart. When you have already memorized it, then you can say, I know it by heart.
就是它的结果成果就是 to know it by heart. 那比如像我们两个录音，我们做这个工作已经很多很多年，快十年了。Can I say, I know recording by heart?
So again, usually it's a speech or some text.That you need to memorize. You don't need to memorize it. I know lots of things by heart that I didn't need to memorize. Star Trek movies, I know them all by heart, start to finish.
Okay, okay. 好，那我们今天倒数第二个短语呢？哦，这是形容了一种，哎，好像有点讨厌的人。
Yeah, actually, to be honest, I got called this a lot when I was in school. This is a know-it-all.
A know-it-all.如果一个人他 know it all, 就是什么都知道 but the problem is, 他很喜欢 show off, 是不是很喜欢在别人面前显摆啊、oh, 我什么都知道我很聪明这样。
Right, right. And so think about a student in a class. The teacher asks a question, that student, maybe his name, was Adam, always putting his hand up. Teacher, I know, I know, I know.
Yeah, 所以这是一个名词啊，然后我们用的时候基本上都会说某个人 is a know-it-all, 他是一个 know-it-all.
That's right, that's right. So you could say young Adam was a know-it-all, but old Adam really prefers a different phrase.
是什么?
Well, the most basic version of this phrase is just who knows, but we can also say heaven only knows.
天知道，只有天知道。我们中文也会这样说，哎。
Right, right, right.
我觉得小的时候，因为我们的世界是很窄的嘛，所以就会觉得啊，我懂很多，我很聪明。然后 you know, 你长大就其实真正的 knowledge 是意识到自己知道的还很少很少。
Well, one word we haven't talked about today, maybe we can talk about in a different show, is when you get older, your knowledge really.Hopefully turns into wisdom, and lot of wisdom is just knowing when to keep your mouth shut.
Is to know what you don't know.
Exactly.
True wisdom is to know what you don't know. Well, maybe we can do another show on wisdom and being wise. 智慧啊，我们上升一个台阶。
I think that is a very wise plan, Jenny.
好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。一个你已经 know 的词，今天是不是又学到了很多新知识 ,new knowledge 呢？那如果对这个词你还有什么困惑问题的话，也非常欢迎大家在留言专区来问我们。
That's right, our comment section is where people in the know go to get new knowledge.
And share their knowledge.
That's right, a lot of people there know their stuff.
好的，那 as always, thank you for listening, and we look forward to seeing you next time.
All right, bye guys.